Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. And we're still hoping we're going to warm up and get some spring-like weather here. We're ready for May. In fact, we're only 11 days away from our Fun Fest, our Community Fun Fest, Food and Fun Fest. We have a great day on Saturday, May 20th from noon to 3. And there's cotton candy and popcorn and snow cones. And then there's all kinds of carnival games and slides and obstacle courses. And then there's plenty of Mexican food and American food, hot dogs. And then there's another food that has Greek food. And you're going to have a great time on Saturday, May the 20th. I hope you'll come out and join us. Hope many of our radio listeners can come. And we'd love to have you come and meet you. And thank you for being listeners to Words to Encourage Radio. So I hope you'll spread the word for us. If you go to our Facebook page, that's Bible Baptist Church of Grove City on Facebook. You can see the flyer there. And you can go ahead and share that on your social media as well. And that would be a blessing. And we'd encourage you to do that. It's also on our website at bbcgrovecity.org. Well, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day, and we'll have a special gift for all the mothers that are present in the service. And I hope you can come out and join us. And nothing better on a Sunday than to take your mama to church or to go to church with your mama. And I hope you'd be willing to do that if your mom is here. And I thank God for my mom and her influence that she was in my life. She went to heaven a year ago in August, and now's with the Lord. But I got to enjoy her for almost 94 years. And praise God for that. And what a blessing she was in my life. And so we look forward to that on this coming Lord's Day. Now, yesterday, we started talking about a passage from 2 Kings chapter 4. It was about that widow woman. Her husband died and she had debt. She had two sons, but she had a debt she couldn't pay. And she went to the man of God and he said, go borrow vessels. And she went out and borrowed vessels. And she took the cruse oil that she had in the house. That's all she had. And began to fill those vessels. And that cruse of oil never gave out until the vessels gave out. And we said, bring me another vessel. And their boy said, there are no more vessels. Then the oil stayed. He said, now what do I do? And the man of God said, you go pay your debt and then you live on the rest. And so that's what she did. But we were talking about how she got in a bad situation. Life was rolling along pretty good. And then all of a sudden, as far as we can tell, quite unexpectedly, her husband dies. And then she's okay because she still has her two boys to take care of things and she's keeping them in line and they're working. And then she finds out there's a debt. A creditor comes and says, you owe me. She had no idea. And she can't pay it. And she can't lose her boys. Then she'll have no way to support herself. So she was in a bad situation. God had rocked her boat. And we talked about how God rocks our boat. We think things are going along just fine. Everything's smooth sailing. And all of a sudden, the storm comes up. And like we said yesterday, and I agree with it, somebody said, you are either in a storm, you're coming out of the storm, or you're about to head into a storm. That's just the way it's going to be. And so we said, well, why does God do that? Why does God send the storms? Why does God rock our boat? Well, we said yesterday, the first reason is to show us that we need him. That we're not, he never designed this Christian life to be something we do on our own. We need him. The songwriter said, I need thee every hour, I need thee. Oh, help me now, my Savior, I come to thee. We need him every hour. We need him every minute. In fact, we need him every second. But we need him. We cannot, without him, we can do nothing. And so we said, he does it to show us our need of him. Then we just started yesterday talking about, secondly, he does it to see how serious we are about living for him. What would it take to get you to stop serving God? Remember Job? Nothing that Satan could do that would hinder Job from serving God. Job said, hey, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And then we talked about, I wanted you to look at 2 Corinthians and chapter 11, where Paul talks about some of the things that he went through in his ministry. He says in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, and beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. You and I, could we go through all that and keep on going for God? Would we go through all that and say, I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, and I've kept the faith? Listen, you may have been through some tough things in your life as well. I'm not saying you haven't been knocked down. It may have been sin, maybe divorce, maybe a wayward child, maybe the death of a child, maybe the death of a parent or parents, maybe alcohol, cigarettes, pills, drugs, pornography, some addiction or stubborn habit. But listen, are you going to stay down? It knocked you down, but are you going to stay down? Was your devotion to God all talk? When you said how much you love God, did you mean it? You know, Peter boasted great things. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Though all men forsake you, I won't forsake you. How'd that go for Peter? Yeah, when the rubber met the road, he couldn't even stand up to a little girl who questioned whether he was a follower of Christ. But when Jesus met Peter by the sea after the resurrection, after Peter had said, I go fishing, and took some men with him, what was his question to Peter? Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? What was he saying to Peter? Peter, get back up. Get back up. Feed my sheep. And Peter did get back up. And when you come to the prayer meeting on the day leading up to Pentecost, where 3,000 received Christ, Peter was the main leader of that church at that point. I mean, when the winds blow, when the tragedy comes, when your boat is rocked, when the hurricane is struck, what you should say is, I'm going to get some gospel tracts and go soul winning. What you should say is, I'm going to church Sunday morning. I'm going to church Sunday night. I'm going to church Wednesday night. I'm showing God I'm serious about serving Him. God rocks our boat to show us our need of Him. God rocks our boat to see how serious we are about living for Him. But God also rocks our boat to break our will. God will sometimes use pain to bring about the changes He desires in our life. You see, if He took away the hurt, we wouldn't make the changes. A child touches something hot. You know what they learn? Not to touch that something. They learn, that's hot. I'm not touching that again. And if you couldn't feel pain, you'd be seriously injured. You see, there's some things that God wants to teach us that He's only going to teach us through pain. The greatest enemy that any of us have in serving Jesus Christ is not the devil. It's not the boss. It's the person you looked at in the mirror this morning. The problem is yourself. The problem is ourselves. It's our will. Listen, I think it was D.L. Moody who said, the person I have the most trouble with is the one I look at in the mirror every morning. And that's true. All we like sheep have gone astray. How? We have turned everyone to his own way. That's how we go astray. We're our biggest problem. I didn't graduate Bible college with an education. I graduated Bible college with knowledge. My education started after I left college. I began to pastor when I was just 24 years old. And I've learned some things. I've learned things they never would teach you in Bible college. And one of the biggest things for a Christian to learn to do is what God tells them to do. God prompts you to witness, witness. God says, be in church, be in church. God says, read, study my word, read and study the word. Our biggest problem is God tells us and we resist it. God tells us or we ignore it altogether. So God brings a storm. He rocks our boat to break our will, to bring us to the point where we'll say, not my will, but thine be done. You ever have a battle with your wife? With your child? There was a young couple come one time to our addictions ministry on a Friday night and had a little girl, and I tell them, you put her in the nursery. But the little girl would cry. So the dad would come down and sit in the lobby. I spoke to him and said, how she's training you. She's learned that if she cries, she'll spend the evening sitting on your lap. She'll sit on your lap. She's learned if she cries, she gets her own way. You cry or not, you tell her, cry or not, you're going to the nursery. She needs to know who's going to win this battle of the wills. you tell them to say thank you, and they just look at you, and you then you better say thank you. You make sure that when it's a battle of the wills that you're going to win out. Training always goes on with your child. Either they're training you or you're training them. And you got saved because you surrendered your will. I'm called to the ministry because I surrendered my will. I went to Bible college to prepare for ministry because I surrendered my will. What is it that God is asking you to do and you're holding on to your stubborn will? Can I tell you, God will win the battle of the wills? That's Jonah. To show us our need of him, to see how serious we are about living for him. God says, I'll rock your boat to break your will. Let me ask you a question today, radio listener. Is God rocking your boat? Are you in the midst of a storm? Maybe God's showing you your need of him. Maybe God is seeing just how serious you are about serving him. Maybe God is breaking your will so that you'll surrender to his will. So that you'll sincerely and honestly be able to pray, not my will, but thine be done. An evangelist one time who told us this story, he said a man had been to Bible college, surrendered, and was saved. And he surrendered to the ministry. He went off to Bible college. Then a message was preached one day in chapel about going to Japan to be a missionary. And he was asked, are you surrendered? This man was surrendered to go to Japan, and now he's out, and he's telling this story. That's how it goes. And he said, this guy asked him, then you surrendered to go to Japan when you heard that message? He says, no, I didn't. I said, Lord, I'm a husband and a father. I don't want to take my family halfway around the world to a country that speaks a language I don't even understand. God, he said, I'll be a preacher, but not a missionary to Japan. But when the fellow met him, he was on deputation to go to Japan. And the fellow said, well, what sermon got you right? What sermon finally made you to surrender? And the man said, none. The day I surrendered to go to Japan is the day I drove my car into the side of a train. That's right. He hit a train. He said, I can still hear the screams of my family. As the train drug our car 250 feet down the track. And then I saw them pick up the lifeless body of my 2-year-old son, lay it on the hood of my car, and tell me he's dead. I dropped to my knees, and I surrendered to be a missionary to Japan. All I'm saying today is you will do what God wants you to do. If you battle your will against God's will win. Are you surrendered to him today? Have you surrendered your will to his will? What does God want you to do? That's why God will rock your boat. You say, I don't know why things are happening to me. I don't know why things are so rough. Have you surrendered your will to God's will? Is your will broken? A broken and a contrite spirit God will not despise. So God rocks our boat to show us our need of him, to see how serious we are about living for him, and to break our will. Thank God he does, because then we do what God wants us to do. And that's success. Doing what God wants you to do with your life. I hope you'll be surrendered to him today. Well, I want you to have a great Tuesday. I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. That'll be Wednesday, and that'll be church night. And we'll look forward to saying more about that tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.